Partly, yeah. I didn't get released. Like, obviously, we come to the a bit of a mutual agreement that I wasn't really developing like I was at Plymouth, like I should be. But, yeah, I've definitely got a point to prove, because a lot of people at Plymouth believed in me and believed I had something that could take me a long way, but I'd never really got the opportunities to really play as much as I should have. So, yeah, I've definitely got a point to prove.
So is it exciting for you that you're coming to a club that hopefully will offer you those opportunities?
Oh, definitely. That was really the decision. That was the only decision I needed, really, whether I was going to play football or not. And obviously, Motherwell offered me that, and just see how it goes, really. Hopefully, I kick on and do really well. At the end of the season, we get a bit up the league a little bit more as well.
You've only just arrived, but what do you make of the setup here so far?
Well, I got lost this morning. That was a bit. It's a bit scary coming into a new environment, but yeah, it seems like obviously the ground's great stadium. The training facility is a lot better than what I've been used to at Plymouth and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's a challenge. It's something a bit different as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
You come in at a time where Motherwell are struggling. The last few seasons, they've been up the other end of the table, yeah. So desperate for a win.
Well, when I first found out that they were interested, I was thinking, Motherwell, they're playing in Europe and stuff like that. I was thinking, and then I've looked at the leagues and stuff and think, what are they doing? So, but I don't really know how the season's gone so far and stuff like that, but hopefully, when I've trained this morning, the quality throughout the team is, they're definitely in our team that should be fighting relegation. They should be definitely at the top of the league, fighting for Europe.
So you, encouraged by what you've seen, you think that relegation isn't an option, you can climb up back up the table?
I don't think anybody should be thinking about relegation, because the squad's too strong to be even thinking about that. Yeah, it should. Football's a weird game. You go on a little run. If we go on and run 5 or 6 games and win, then that league looks a lot different than what it looks like now. So I think we'll kick on. I hope so, anyway.
What's Ian Barraclough had to say to you since you've arrived?
He just said, I'm going to get the opportunity to play, really. Just express myself as a player, do what I'm good at. He'll coach me, he'll bring me on as a player. If I ever need anything, I can always go and speak to him. It's a bit different to what I've been used to, because I haven't had a manager who's really kind of put his arm around my shoulder and say, or a manager who's took his time out to work on me as a player. I haven't had that for a few years, so I'm really, really looking forward to working with him. He seems a really good guy.
Yeah, is that something that helps you, that he's there to talk to, and yeah, you know where you stand as well?
Yeah, especially when a manager wants you. He went out of his way to bring me here and stuff like that. And obviously, he'd been pursuing me for a little while as well. It makes you feel so much better about yourself, because you come in with a bit of confidence. Whereas at Plymouth, I kind of fell into the team and stuff like that. And the manager wasn't really... I was only playing when really I had to. So especially when you've got a manager who really wants you and wants you to do well, it's the best for you, I think.
You're coming into Motherwell at a period of transition as well. 7 new players in January. Plus, the manager himself hasn't been here very long either.
Well, I think that might be what the team needs, that change, a few new faces, freshens things up, doesn't it? It might. It can go either one or two ways, can't it? We can soar up the league, or we can get ourselves right in the battle for relegation. But I'm not even thinking about relegation, to be honest. I'm thinking about going up this league and doing really well here.
You need to wait till next weekend to play the game, because Scottish Cup this weekend. Yeah. Does that help you in a way to have that extra week?
It helps all of us, because obviously 7 new faces in a squad is massive. We've got to learn how each other play and stuff like that. So, although I'd love to have got going straight away and got straight into a game on Saturday, it just gives the excitement and obviously your adrenaline and stuff. It just keeps on old. So hopefully it'll be a lot more by the weekend.